at the foot of a tree. Upanishad. Sat down. Translation by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. The personality of Godhead, Lord Shri Krishna, after foreseeing the end of his family by his eternal potency, went to the bank of the river Saraswati, sipped water, and sat down underneath the tree. Please repeat after me. The personality of Godhead, Lord Shri Krishna, after foreseeing the end of his family by his internal potency, went to the bank of the river Saraswati, sipped water, and sat down underneath a tree. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. All the above mentioned activities of the Jadu and Gojas were executed by the internal potency of the Lord because He wanted them to be dispatched in their respective abodes after they had finished their mission of defense. They were all His sons and grandsons and were given complete protection by the paternal affection of the Lord. How they could be vanquished in the presence of the Lord is answered in this verse. Everything was done by the Lord Himself, Swatmamaya. The Lord's family members were either incarnations of His primary expansion or demigods from heavenly planets. And thus, before His departure, He separated them by His internal potency. Before being dispatched to their respective abodes, they were sent to the holy place of Prakash, where they performed five activities and took food and drink to their heart's content. It was then arranged for them to be sent back to their abodes so that others could see that the powerful Jyoti dynasty was no longer in the world. In the previous verse, the word anubhyata indicating that the whole sequence of events were arranged by the Lord is significant. These particular pastimes of the Lord are not a manifestation of external energy or material energy. Such an exhibition of His internal potency is eternal, and therefore one should not conclude that the Jadus and Bhojas died in a drunken state in an ordinary fratricide of war. Srila Jiva Goswami comments on this incident as magical performances. Bhagavan Satma Mayaya Gatim Tam Avalokita Saraswatim Upaspishya Vishwamulam Varishat. The personality of Godhead Lord Shri Krishna, after forcing the end of His family by His internal potency, went to the bank of the river Saraswati, sipped water, and sat down underneath. So, in this chapter, briefly it has been described how the Jadu and Moja dynasty was annihilated. At the beginning of this is actually a very short which has been elaborately described in the 11th canto. In 10th canto, Krishna's pastimes have been described, and in the 11th canto again how the members of the Jadu were cursed by the failure and they got into the war. It all started with a joke. The Jadu children were playing, and then they saw his exalted personalities, and they thought of making fun of this person. The sense of personality can predict. This trait is common even today. Sometimes when the people see me as a sadhu, they ask me, Swami, do you envy? Because everybody wants to know about the future, what will happen. And if you understood that, the sadhu and the sensitive person are shikaladarshi, they can see the time in three aspects. Generally, people see time in one aspect. But a sensitive person can see the past, present, and future. They can tell that about the past, and they can also forecast for the future. What will happen? They can see that. How do you see that? That's not the way of thinking. Because they will see things through the eyes of scripture. If there are ways of knowing things, they can go up, higher you go, you can come on the scripture. Like for example, I'm here now on this plane. So what we are seeing, we are only seeing this much. But if you go higher, then you will see a broader perspective. Like higher you go here. So similarly, the sensitive personalities who are very exalted, they can see things in a very broad perspective. And so the tendency is there that the people, they know what is going to happen in the future. But these children wanted to make fun of them. So they dressed up Shamba not only as a woman, but they dressed him up as a pregnant woman. And somewhere Krishna matched him. Dressed him up as a pregnant woman and took him to the sages and asked them, can you please tell us whether this lady will give birth to a boy or a girl? And the sages became angry and they told him, he'll give birth to a man, that will be the cause of the destruction. So when they were cursed in this way, they became very worried and they ran to the elders. They went to Ugrasen, and Ugrasen consulted with the ministers what they had done. The sages have cursed, so this curse is very dangerous. The whole family will be destroyed. So then they decided that they should grind it to powder, grind the mess to a powder. And so they did that on the ocean, Dwarka on the back of the ocean. So they ground it, they were rubbing it with a stone, and in this way the whole mess was pulverized. And the last bit that was there, that they couldn't rub, the whole mess had been ground there. And the last bit, that's through the ocean. In the ocean. And so then, there's the powder remnant of the mess floated along the ocean, and settled on the bank. They grew into the water reeds, the bamboo-like weeds in the water, the reeds, they hollow. But because of the curse of the Brahmana, they actually became, although they reeds, water reeds, which is very, very soft and tender, but they became hard as thunder. So then eventually the Yadus and Bhojas, members of Jagannath and all his family, they went to Gurmashi on a pilgrimage, which is on the bank of Dwarka, on the confluence of the river. And they went to Gurmashi. They performed pious activities, and then after that they ate, and they drank, and they became intoxicated, and they started to fight on themselves. And what did they do? They pulled out those reeds, knocked them out, and they started to fight each other, or kill themselves. And the last piece that was there, that was the last piece of iron, that was thrown in the ocean. That was swallowed by a fish. And the fisherman caught that fish, and when he opened the belly of the fish, he found a piece of iron. And he thought that we can use it. I mean, I can maybe sell it and get money. So he took it to the marketplace and sold it. And the hunter bought that piece. He thought, when he saw the fish, well, if I can use it as a head of an arrow. And with that he made an arrow, and with that arrow he shot fish, mistakenly. Like that is being described here, that Krishna went to the bank of the Saraswati and he sat on the tree. And when he sat there, he was actually lying down, and his toes were sticking out from the grass. And the hunter thought that those toes of Krishna, they understood that those toes of Krishna, people of Krishna, to be the ears of the rabbits. And he shot the arrow, and he struck Krishna's foot with his arrow, and as a result of that, Krishna. Now, very sad, the whole Jadu family was vanquished. Krishna is a vanquished. But those who see things from the eye, from the light of the scriptures, how do they see? In Bhagavad Gita, in the fourth chapter, what Krishna is saying, why does he come? Or how does he come? Janma karma chanti vidyam evam yogati sattvataha svaksa deham punar janma maiti mamyati vishwara. Janma karma chanti vidyam. Krishna says, prior to, just before that, he says, he told Arjuna asked Krishna, you said that you gave that knowledge to Vibhashana, but how can I believe you? How can I understand that you gave that knowledge to Vibhashana? Because you born just the other day, and Vibhashana was born so many years ago, so many millions of years ago. So how can I understand that you gave that knowledge to Vibhashana? Then what did Krishna tell Arjuna? Both you and I have taken birth many, many times. But you have forgotten about all those births that I have missed. Now what's the difference between Krishna and Arjuna then? Arjuna forgot. We all forget. But Krishna never forgets. So that Krishna explains in this way that Ajo Vishnu Abhayatma Bhutana Vishnu. That I am, although I am unborn, Ajay, and Abhayatma, I am inexhaustible, unchanging. We all are changing, right? We take birth and then what kind of body do we get? Small little body. Then this body begins to grow. The body is changing. Our body is changing. We are sure. But Krishna is unchanging. Of course. There is no change. And although I am Bhutana Vishwaro, although I am the Lord of all the existing creation, existing creation, all the existence. But still, Prakriti Shanta Vishwaro, something on the other. Taking as a take shelter of my internal potential, I have to say. Sambhavani, Sambhavani. There is a difference between Janma and Sambhava. What is the difference between Janma? Janma is taking birth. Sambhava means I can't be here. Why does Krishna appear? Because that he explains that he appears to the immortal salvation. When there is a decline in religious principle and there is an increase in religiosity, then Krishna comes to the explanation of religious principle. That's why Krishna comes. And Krishna comes in various ways. Sambhavani today is the time and time again Krishna comes. Sometimes Krishna comes directly, sometimes Krishna comes indirectly, sometimes Krishna comes taking. But as a human being. Not that Krishna always has to take birth. In order for us to come and get a body, we have to take birth. But Krishna doesn't need to take birth. So this is Krishna's pastimes. And that's what Krishna is saying, that when one understands that his birth and his activities are divine, then he doesn't have to take birth. So if you just understand that Krishna's birth and activities are divine, then we don't have to take birth again. What does it mean? Not taking birth means we don't have to come back to this material nature. We'll become free from the body that is material. How? Krishna is showing the way that if we understand that Krishna's birth and Krishna's activities are trying. Now what does it mean? It means that if we understand that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God, understanding Krishna's birth and activity to be divine means understanding that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God. So if you simply understand that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God, He is not under control of this material nature, rather He is the controller of everything. He is the controller of mind. He is not controlled by mind. We are controlled by mind. But Krishna is the controller. Krishna is the controller of mind. Krishna is the supreme, powerful controller of everything. That is Krishna's. And our business is to understand that. When you understand that, then our life becomes that. When you don't understand that, or when you don't want to accept that, even in spite of hearing, if you don't want to accept that, we remain conditioned. So that's the same point Krishna is making here. Bhagavan Swatma Maya. Whatever is happening by the divine arrangement of the Supreme Personality of Godhead through His internal potency. Now how does the internal potency of the Lord function? The Lord actually also participates in this activity. In His pastimes, He also plays a role. Like pastimes, in simple words, or a simple explanation of pastimes will be, the pastimes are like a play on a stage. Did you all see some plays on the stage? What happened? What's the play like? They act. There's a very nice story. There's a story of Romeo and Juliet, or Macbeth and Hamlet, on Laila Majnu. He is Ranjha. So these are all stories. And then some people get together and they say, we will make a drama. We'll make a drama on some interesting story. Abhigyan Shakuntala. They get together and they decide that they will create this drama called Abhigyan Shakuntala. And they play different roles. Somebody plays the role of Dushyanta, somebody plays the role of Shakuntala, somebody plays the role of Karnabhumi, somebody plays the role of Anushila and Yambada. So these are the characters in the drama. And who are organizing the drama? Do the actors just get together and can they act, play the drama? There's a director. The director gets actors and he gives them, he directs them how to act, what to say, how to move, and so on. So just as the drama is enacted on the stage, Krishna's pastimes on this planet or in this material nature is also enacted as a drama. The stage is this material. And in the material nature, there are very specific places where Krishna performs his pastimes. Generally, Krishna performs his pastimes in three places when he comes. Mathura, Vrindavan, Dwarka. And then there are secondary pastimes. In places like Kurukshetra. Also Krishna came to Ujjain, Avanti, and played his pastimes of studying in the ashram. So this is a great drama. And those who participate in the drama, who are those people? Even the villain who is playing in the drama, he is an expert, he is playing the role. Although he is a villain, it seems that he is completely against the hero. And it seems that he is the villain and hero are terrible conflict. So much so that they are about to, the villain is trying to kill the hero. And of course ultimately hero kills the villain. But when you go out of the stage, what do you see? In the backstage, in the green room, what do you find? We find that hero and villain are two friends. They are friends, yes? Although on the stage it seems that they are terrible enemies and they are fighting such a fierce way. But behind the stage, they are just actors playing different roles. So Krishna's pastimes are also like that. Different people, those who are playing, they are just Krishna's associates. They are Krishna's associates. And here, who is the director? The director is Jogamaya. Jogamaya is the director. And the hero, although the hero may be the producer, hero may be the everything, but when he plays the role, the main actor, he also has to be directed by, he submits himself to the director. So Krishna in his pastime, he also submits himself and the Yogamaya. And what does Yogamaya do? Like, in order to be a good actor, what is the qualification of a good actor? Is there, I'm sure everybody, all of you have acted in some drama or other. Right? Is there anyone who never acted in your life? Shubhita, did you act? Okay. So, when you are acting, what is the sign of a good actor? Do you know? The sign of a good actor is that he has to forget himself and become the movie star. He has to forget himself. And that is the skill of the good director. The good director helps you to forget yourself and become that. The person may be a bomb in the street. Often these actors and actresses, especially the actors, are bombs. In India, especially in Bengal, there's acting groups, they call Jatra. Jatra. They go and go from village to village in acting. They're ordinary people, very simple people, very, and not really very noble or high class people. They're quite low class people. But they'll play their roles. They may be the part, but playing the role of Napoleon. And when he's on the stage, he becomes Napoleon. A good actor has to think that he has become Napoleon. Otherwise, how can he act? So, in Krishna's pastime, Yoga Maya is the director. And what does she do? She makes you forget who you are, and she helps you to play the role. So this is how Yoga Maya, Krishna is saying, Atma Maya, by the arrangement of my Maya, these pastimes for me being enacted. So this is the unique aspect of Krishna's pastimes, the pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Sometimes we feel that, why the Lord is acting like that? Why the Lord is acting like that, especially in transcendental pastimes. That's why at the beginning I couldn't appreciate Ramayana's song. I couldn't appreciate that Ramchandra is crying for Sita. Even as a child I couldn't talk about it. I used to think that man is not like a man. Crying for his wife. And he is the supreme personality of Godhead. And when Sita was stolen by Ravana, Ramchandra was crying. He got into a fight, argument, Lakshmi, blame, why did he blame Lakshmi? And Lakshmi is trying to justify. The ordinary person will not be able to understand the intricacies of the pastimes. That's why the scriptures have to be explained by someone. When we came across Srila Prabhupada, they didn't understand why Krishna acted in such a way. Many people think why Krishna acted in such a way, which is not really proper. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Krishna is saying, Jajjaya Rasya Krishna Tattva Deva Sarvamena. As great man acts according to the common man follows. And that's what he is saying. And in his Vrindavan pastimes, he's flirting around with all kinds of women in Vrindavan. Married, unmarried, with everyone, he's a great mess getter. So, how, if Jajadasya is his sister, and if one starts to imitate those activities of Krishna, that's why it has been pointed out that Krishna's pastimes shouldn't be imitated. Jajjaya Rasya Krishna, we should, but not in case of Krishna. We have to be very careful about imitating Krishna's pastimes. Because those pastimes are very special. These are the activities that give the Lord the greatest pleasure. The supreme enjoyers, the highest enjoyment. So those activities are reserved for the people. And if we have to imitate him, then we have to understand what it's going to be. Prabhupada used to say that if you want to imitate Krishna's Gopijana Bhallava aspect, then just before that, you have to become Giribhara. You hold the Govardhan Hill with your hold the Govardhan Hill on your finger first, and then you try to become Gopijana. If you want to have your affair with the gopis, or like Krishna, have the affairs with the gopis, then you become Gopijana. the Krishna's pastime. Because he can tell you the truth. But Ramchandra's pastime can. If you want to initiate the Lord, initiate Lord. The perfect example was set by Lord. And if you want to follow the Lord, then follow Jesus. The Lord came and lived. Your place is as that of the Lord. You have to be never good. Don't try to become the Lord. The Supreme Lord is to be. We are not. We are always the Jesus, a tiny little spiritual spark. And our existence, the utility of our existence lies in our link with the Lord, our connection with the Lord. Attachment. So all this, therefore, when, especially when we read Krishna's pastime, then we have to understand that this is how we must actually, we must try to understand Krishna's pastime. They all are happening by Krishna's divine management through his yoga maya or atma. And when you do that, when you understand that Krishna's pastimes are identified by Atma Maya, by Yoga Maya, then you become free from our conditions. Then you become free from our material bondage. Then you become liberated by being connected to Krishna. Accepting Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the means to become connected to Krishna. If you become Krishna's competitor, you become separate. But you surrender to him and accept him as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, become his devotee, he will become connected to Krishna. So now the choice is yours. You want to become connected to Krishna or you want to remain separated from Krishna? If you want to remain separated from Krishna, yes, you can. If you think that you are greater than Krishna, you can take that. If you think that Krishna is an ordinary person, and you are a superman, that's your reward. Krishna is an ordinary person, but he is superman. He is God, and Krishna is God. Then you can try it out and see what happens. You have already been seeing what is happening. You have been crushed, kicked, and booted around by mind. So if you want to, yes, you can. You have to choose. So the ultimate choice is actually whether to accept Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead or not. If we accept Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, all our problems will be solved. But if we don't, we will be constantly troubled by the arrangement of Krishna's external energy. Maya, with the trident in her hand, she is killing the demon. So if we become a demon, Maya will kill us. What is the trident? Adi Atme, Adi Devi, Adi Krishna. Sita. So the choice is ours. What is it? The actual way is very simple. Surrender. What's the problem? Surrender. What's the problem in accepting Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead? If we accept Krishna, all our problems are solved. If we don't accept Krishna, okay, we can give it a try and see what. We will be constantly troubled by Mahamaya with a trident. Adi, which is symbolic to Adi Rukmi, Adi Devi, and Adi Bhakti. Threefold vision for this meeting. And eventually what will happen? We have to surrender. We have to surrender in our deathbed. But who will surrender at that time? We'll surrender to Yamaraj. We have to surrender. Surrender means, okay, now I am. Now I am peaceful. Now you too. We don't want to surrender. Say, that's why Yamaraj sent Yamadutas. We don't want to leave this world. The Yamadutas will come and drag the subtle world. We don't want to go. Like an animal, when the animal doesn't want to move, then what happens? You beat the animal, make it move. Yeah, we don't want to go to Yamunaya. And this Yamunaya will be with us more. And we have to. Now the choice is ours. Which one we should have? If you don't believe me, okay, at the time of faith I'll come and rescue you. So sir, what do you think now? Okay, you can surrender even at that time. Even at the time of faith, if you surrender, you'll make it. Even if you see the Yamadutas are coming, and out of fear you just cry out, oh Krishna, Krishna, please save me. Krishna will save you. He's so kind. So this is the benefit of becoming aware of Krishna's supreme position. Even if we don't believe in I right now, but if we see at the time of death the Yamadutas have come, then we may remember, oh, I was told the Yamadutas were there. I always thought that this is all stories concocted by these concocted. But now I'm seeing that, yeah. So when they spoke about Krishna, that also must be the effort. So now they can remember Krishna. Fine. Even at the time of death, if you remember Krishna, he will be successful. So, but that the benefit is that if we surrender to Krishna and become his devotee, then we get a chance to practice. And as a result of that, what happens? When you become a devotee, surrender yourself to Krishna, and what is the result? What happens? Do you suffer or you enjoy? When I heard you say something to Sakya. What did you say? No, you said something. Say it again. Enjoy. That's what you said. Right? If you surrender to Krishna, what happens? Very good. Is there anyone who thinks that after surrendering to Krishna, you suffer? Bhakti, what are you doing? Do you enjoy? Are you enjoying? Could both of you stand? Look at him. Look at him. Does it look like they're suffering? Did you surrender to Krishna? Huh? Did you surrender to Krishna? Yes. So, what should be our simple conclusion? Huh? And that's what Krishna is also saying. Sarva dharman parityajya mamekam sharanam brajam. Just coming into me. And aham tvam sarva papem prapanchayami. I'm delivering from all your sinful reactions. So, what's the problem? What's the problem? So that is the wonderful aspect of accepting Krishna and his position as the supreme personality. So today is Jagannath, 8th Soul Mela. Jagannath When did you last see Lord Garuda?
On the 18th. 18th
was Sangha. So on that day, what did you do? You paid, all of you paid Lord Garuda. So how many buckets of water did you pour in?
10.
Alright? 5 drums. Okay. So if you pour so much water, then what will happen to your judgment? Again, mind you, it is past tense. Judgment becomes sick. And for these 2 weeks, judgment has been sick. That's why he will come up and be Darshan. You are lying in bed. And he is having only kosher and kosher. He had medicine and a very strict diet. No more rich, opulent eating of fried and ghee and all that spicy stuff. Jagannath had been eating just medicine and very simple. So it's very simple diet. He was having just some sabu khichdi, not even khichdi, some boiled sabu, fruits, cut fruits, and he loves butter, so he was allowed to take some butter. So for these 14 days, Jagannath was sick. And for these 14 days, devotees couldn't get Jagannath's darshan. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to feel so such intense separation from Lord Jagannath to his period. This is his period is called Anavasha, when Lord Jagannath is withdrawn, is resting, So Mahaprabhu is to leave Jagannath and he used to go to Alam. In Alam, the Lord is present and in Anwar. So that he is to have the darshan of the Lord there. So after 14 days, Lord Jagannath gave darshan. And today is that day. On 18th was the Sanjatra, and today is what? Today is the third. So after 14 days, on the 15th day, you have the darshan. Are you eager to have Lord Jagannath's darshan? Okay. So Jagannath will give darshan at noon time today. So are you all ready to go there? So we will go to Jagannath's temple to have the darshan at midday. And then there, and today we are fasting. Today is the fasting because today is Srila Bhaktivedanta Thakur's disappearance day and also the disappearance day of Gadadhara. So that's why we are fasting today. Fasting till noon. So it's nice that fasting have darshan of one family. To this feast is organized by Ananda Radhika and her husband Shambhu. And today is their son Balaram's Annaprashna day. So Balaram would take his first grain in front of God. Balaram Das is taken. Balaram's. So, to celebrate the occasion, they have organized the feast today. That feast will be in Jagannath Temple. And today also is another very special festival. Today is the festival of Gundicha Marjali.
beginning of completion.
Jagannath leaves the Jagannath temple and goes to Jagannath, and goes to Gundicha temple after Rathi Yatra. The Rathi Yatra festival is Jagannath going from Jagannath temple to Gundicha temple. Jagannath going to Kurukshetra to Jagannath. So, in this Rathi Yatra, Jagannath will come here. So the temple has to be prepared for Lord Jagannath here. Jagannath's arrival. So there will be, we have to clean the temple. So that is the festival of Gundicha temple. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to clean the Gundicha temple the day before Jagannath's arrival. And through that past time, Mahaprabhu pointed out, Mahaprabhu demonstrated, and this cleaning of Gundicha is actually cleaning our hearts. If the heart is dirty, will the Lord come there? So what we have to do? If we have to invite the Lord to come, we have to clean our heart. How do we clean our heart? By cleaning Gundicha. So do you want to clean your heart? So are you going to keep Gundicha temple? Cleaning temple today. Okay. So now we will go to TVN. So all the animals have been named on the
mountain.
So it's 8:45. We still have 15 minutes. How many brooms do you have? Only 6 brooms. How many devotees are there? Okay, maybe you don't, there's no more, not much of broom work. But well, how many pockets do you
have?
Okay. So, who wants to clean with brooms? Raise your hand. Okay, 6 for 6. Okay, okay, you can do it in shifts. And how many raise your hand again? Those who want to clean with brooms. Okay, so your group leader will be Parshuram. So Parshuram is those who are broom party. Your group leader is Parshuram. Who wants to clean the walls with cloth? Okay, very good. So those who want to clean with cloth, Krishna Chandrika. So cloth party, report to Krishna Chandrika. Who wants to pour water in bucket? Okay. Pour water with bucket? How many? Who wants to pour water with bucket? Just only so few? Okay. So Kala Prabhu will be the bucket party leader. And what? So the brush. Okay, brush. Who wants to clean with brushes? Why are we expecting him? Oh, I see. Well, he can clean the wall with brushes off. And who did not line up as yet? Who wants to run away? Those who want to run away, your group leader is.
No, he enrolled in an MBA. So should we go to him?
Okay. First you see the temple, and then there you have different parties, group party, brush party, cloth party, and water party. Thank you, Alan. Thank you.